You're listening to One-on-One with DP.
Brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Paint your face. Spray your hair as big as you can spray it. We need young Bach hair. That's for this one. We need baby Bach hair. The long flowing locks. Sprayed up.
I'm not sure if I can grow that anymore.
There are people that would pay for you to see whether Bach could grow back. The old bearded, long-haired Bach. Bring him back. Bring back long-haired, bearded Bach. We could start a campaign. Bring it back.
I wish. I have trouble. I don't know if I can do it at this age.
You had a child. That
could be part of it.
I think you give some of that away. Whether you like it or not, I think it's a thing. I think we should have that. Maybe Kara can do the Ultimate Warrior. Like, he's built for it. He could tie the strings around the bicep, get him some oversized boots to come running down on, come down here, run two laps around the ring, then jumps in and shakes the rope. Like, literally, it's funny how over he was. And then he started talking.
He was not a guy you should hand the mic to. Huh?
Oh, no. No. There are some great promos where Gene Okerlund said that he, like, they had a script and then he would just go off script. And Okerlund said he would just stand there having this other conversation in his head about what is he talking about? What, like, he would, and he would go into the voice, right? And he would go in full, and he would go to the other universe. Like, he would go to, like, he literally would leave his body and go to another universe and then come back and would speak in other languages. It was just spectacular. I would say, I know that you and Augie had talked about it a little bit. Coming off a pay-per-view weekend, that, and then last night, and we can close with this. Well, there's plenty of time this week to talk about Super Bowl and Huskers and all that, but we gave away some squares, and that's good. But Bach, I don't know that there's ever been anybody more over, and over is the phrase that deals with psychology and willingness to physically and verbally commit to a wrestler's gimmick. Like, fair?
Yeah.
Is that the psychology has to just match? There has to be some call and response level that fans can bond to, and it's the go big red chant of pro wrestling. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
That when people buy into it, and become fully vested in the result and the people involved. That's why one Go Big Red chant leads to thousands, right? And that's the power of it, is that it gets us in one place. And that's really the point of sports, is that it gets you to one place together. And then the power of elevating that space with positivity and cheering, or dropping it down, the opposite is booing. But still elevating the room for whatever reason. Last night, I literally stopped in my tracks at Jey Uso and the crowd response. That when it takes you all the way off script and they just say, screw it, you got 15 minutes, just go ahead, man. Like, this is earned. I'll ask you the psychology from a wrestling fan. Why is he so over?
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Because I think that's the greatest marketing and branding. We talk about name, image, and likeness. That the Yeet marketing and the Yeet branding is as good as anything, right? That if Rock had come through during social media, Stone Cold.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of the people who, in this social media level and access, who else? Flair doing, if social media existed during the Flair era, wow. Wow. But what is it about USA? What's happening? Because as a sports fan and as a fan, I'm trying to identify what moves people so much about Jey Uso.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting because it's kind of tough to tell because, you know, sometimes it's just one word, right? It's yeet that seems to be getting
yes,
over.
Yes, yeah. What?
Yeah, from LA Knight, yeah. Right? Like, it's just something to get people going. But his entrance, and he's been able to involve celebrities in it. He's involved kids in it. But it's just getting people going. And it's kind of funny because I kind of feel bad for Jimmy Uso and all this because the entrance music is the Uso music that Jey just took along with him.
Mine.
Yeah. They did that with the Shield back with Roman, too. I mean, sometimes just the one guy gets it.
Mine.
The other people have to find out. But I was shocked to see Jey Uso win, as many of us were. But you can't deny the level of crowd engagement and fan excitement for when he comes in. Now, you can critique his spear and stuff like, which I do. But as far as just like getting people going, getting the crowd going, which like you said, and we're quite honest about it, it's wrestling. We all know it's scripted to begin with. So you're not going there to die hard cheer for like, you know, that the whole point is to have a good time. And he just, quite frankly, is really good right now at getting the crowd all together at once to have a good time.
This was how it was pitched to me. And Dusty Rhodes was the first person to ever say it to me directly. And he said, I'll guarantee you this. Nobody's ever left an arena that we performed in angry. He goes, they may have been disappointed by the result. They didn't get their hero didn't win, but their energy level was spent. Nobody leaves it on a full tank. Like you're just like, whew. Okay. And I think that UFC's done a pretty good job of matching some of that. But the fact that WWE is the branding mechanism of all sports, I think that UFC and WWE market at a higher level than even the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. And then I want to shout this thing out. Of course, Takedown Tuesdays today, 4 o'clock. 125 Caleb Smith and heavyweight Harley's coming in the building today. I noticed the thing. I went to Devaney Friday night, and Husker wrestling engagement, the actual wrestlers and coaches out on the floor before their matches, after their matches, signing autographs, taking pictures. I don't know that any other sport does it. And if they all don't do it, follow the lead of Nebraska wrestling, because the engagement, the fan engagement at wrestling matches is at such a high level. I literally applauded the wrestlers signing autographs and taking pictures. So for Husker Wrestling Nation, well done. To the Husker Wrestling Program, well done. And Husker Athletics for putting on a great show. I don't know that any other sport does that. Don't go anywhere. DP out. Adam Carriker. Teeing it up. 12 noon.